Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Adriana.
And this is Kanye Conversations. Today we're going to be going back to analyzing some of our favorite songs. Do you want to say what song you're going to be analyzing?
Yeah, so I'll be analyzing Paranoid off of 808s and Heartbreaks.
And I'll be analyzing Diamonds from Sierra Leone, partly the remix and also the original version. Guess we'll just dive into it. So yeah. Diamonds from Sierra Leone, I was actually watching a Genius video yesterday with Charlemagne, and he was talking, he's taking a Kanye quiz. That'd be fun if we did that sometime.
Yeah.
But he talked about this song, and like, I forgot how good this song is. This song is like crazy, my type of Kanye, where it's just like bars after bars after bars. Yeah. And like, I really love this song. So I'm just going to dive into some of the lyrics. So,
yeah.
Of course, just leading up to the song samples like a James Bond song. Mm-hmm. So already just the sound of it is kind of epic. Like you're ready to go to war, ready to go to battle. It has the sound of like an epic song already in it. And he also has the feature with Jay-Z that he mentioned on Big Brother from Graduation.
Yep.
Where he says, the Big Brother came through and kicked me on my own song. And that's referring to the remix. Because even after I heard that and everyone's like, oh, Jay-Z won, like, he did so good. Like, I like Jay-Z's verse, but, like, other stuff is all right.
I agree. Also, this might be, I'm such a stan. I think Kanye's the best part on any song he's on. That's just my opinion and the truth. But nonetheless, it's okay.
yeah, so that's the remix, the original. So the original starts off with... Wait, I think it's the remix that starts off with Good Morning, which is, like, might be a Graduation reference.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so let's go through some of my favorite lyrics.
Yeah.
When he says, close your eyes and imagine, feel the magic. I love the way he says in the next line. Vegas on acid, seen Yves Saint Laurent glasses. Who can rhyme Yves Saint Laurent? He's a legend. Kanye is a legend. Used all those syllables in a song. He was able to make it come together good. So then, of course, it goes on a little bit further. I just love the flow of this song.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the one part where he talks about the award shows. And he talks about all the A&Rs. I'm trying to find the exact part. Yeah, so it's... there's just so many. Okay, so here it is. It's after debris settles and the dust got swept off, Big Kid picked up where Young Hov left off. Hov is obviously Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Right when the magazines wrote Kanye West off. I love how he does the double rhymes at the end of songs. So here it is. I dropped my new stuff. It sounded like the best of. A&R's looking like, psh, we messed up. Grammy night, yeah, right, we got dressed up.
Yeah.
Bottle after bottle till we got messed up. In the studio with Really Dope, yeah, he next up. And it's like, when you hear that in the song, I can't do it justice at all, but like, when you hear the flow of that, it's like a Last Call type of flow with like, my flow infectious, give me 10 seconds.
Buzz bigger than insects in Texas.
Like, that's one of my favorite lines ever. And so I feel like this is another perfect example that I forgot how good this song is. Like, I was pumped once I knew we were doing this.
Yeah.
But then some of the other, really like interesting lines that I thought was just kind of like creative, little humorous,
just having fun with it.
Yeah, when he's saying if your stripper name's Portia and you get tips from Mini Man, then your fat friend, her nickname is Minivan. It's like,
he's just wild.
He's just calling this fat girl Minivan.
It's true, it is, man.
And then there's what's the other? I love this line. It's like, it sounds so much better when Kanye raps it in the song. So he's like, yeah, it's only right that I let the drop top on a drop top Porsche. Or I let the top drop on a drop top Porsche. It's like, Kanye, why do you gotta do it to us like that?
He really does.
And so one of my favorite lines, I'm not sure if it's in the remix or it's in the regular one. I'm not 100% sure, but he says, like, I got all these plaques, but half of them still say Kane. And I thought, okay, so before I even heard this song, before I was a Kanye fan, me and Connor, you know, we were playing, I don't know what we were playing. We might have been playing Cards Against Humanity or something. And then it was, the card said Kanye, but he, like, had never heard of Kanye, so he read it Kane. He's like, Kane West. And then we all, like, laughed at him. We're like, oh, you don't know who Kanye is?
Yeah.
And so, like, I thought that was funny. Like, I remember that. So when I heard this song, I was like, no way! This is a real thing! Like, so then I showed him that he wasn't as impressed and, like, amazed as I thought he would be, but yeah, I funny. Thought it was pretty funny. I was like, this is a real thing. There's no way that, like...
Yep.
Yeah, I was pretty blown away by that. Yeah. So that was most of the stuff in the original version, which is pretty interesting because he does, like, half of the verse in the original in the remix. Like, he writes a whole different verse for the remix. He doesn't just add Jay-Z. He adds, like, a bunch of his own verses. So yeah. I thought that was pretty good. One of my favorite lines from here is... people asking me when I'm going to give my chain back. I think that's the Jesus Peace chain I'm guessing that he's referring to.
Probably.
And so that'll be the same day I give the game back. You know, the next question, yo, where Dame at? Dame, is it Dame Dash who does stuff with Rockefeller or whatever? But he says, this track, the rain, the Indian dance that bring our rain back. Oh. And it's like, you get it as in rain, as in, like, he's reigning like a king and stuff. Mm. And I was like, dude, like, when I heard that, I still remember. Like, I listened to the song a lot, but I was driving on the 57 one morning, like, from church back home, and it was just line after line. I was like, no way. This guy is so crazy good. And then what I also really appreciate about this song is that it's, like, an incredibly conscious song.
Yeah.
That a lot of the lines, so this is in verse one, he says, good morning, might be the graduation reference, I don't know, could be him just saying good morning. The literary mind in me would say, oh, like, if I'd write an essay, I would definitely, like, BS the connection between the two.
Intertextuality.
Exactly. He says, this ain't Vietnam still, people lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how it connect to the diamonds we own.
Mm.
When I speak of diamonds and the songs about the ones that's glowing, Rockefeller, my home, says my chain, these ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. And Jacob is apparently, like, a famous jeweler because he talks about him also on, I don't know what song it actually is, but on Kanye's demo tape, there's a song called Wow.
Okay.
It's like, I go to Jacob with 25 thou. And so Jacob is apparently some jeweler. And I think he mentions him in a couple of other songs. But he says, like, how when I know what a blood diamond is, though it's thousands of miles away, Sierra Leone connects us to what we go through today. Over there, it's a drug trade. We die from drugs. Over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. That line has always perplexed me. I've always tried to, like, abstractly think about it. It's like, what is it? It's exactly, it's over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. So what do we buy from drugs?
Well, we buy, when you purchase a drug, there's like a reason behind it. You want to escape, you want to find this outside peace, or I don't know, you buy a lot, so like you're I don't know, very hedonistic. So either way I would interpret it. What do you think about
over there they die what from we what buy we from drugs. From drugs, I think talking about, like, a drug dealer who sells drugs, and then from that, from the drugs, he buys, like, jewelry and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that's the connection. I think that's actually, like, as I'm saying it, I'm, like, actually realizing it, so.
Yeah.
There we go.
A lot of sense. Oh, man. I feel like there's always so much meaning. Multiple.
So then this was also one of the more meaningful lines. He says, the diamonds, the chains, the bracelets, the charms is, I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless till I seen a shorty armless.
Dang.
So it's like, rappers often, they'll talk about, like, the streets and, like, justice and, like, criminal justice system and stuff like that and cops, you know, but who is rapping about the diamond, the blood diamond trade in Africa? Sierra Leone's in Africa, right?
I believe so.
Like, I'm sure some people have, and I'm just saying that super emphatically because I don't have a full range of all the rappers, but, like, Kanye West, give me a humanitarian award with a worldwide vision, a worldwide scope of, like, trying to improve the world a little bit. And I think he's talking about diamonds from Sierra Leone, and this is what I think the ultimate message of the song is. Is because Sierra Leone's from Africa. Kanye's talking about the diamonds that come from Africa and, like, shine here. And him and Jay-Z aren't probably from Sierra Leone. Is Niger a country? Is that different than Nigeria? Mm-hmm. There's a freestyle where Kanye says he's from Niger. I don't know if that's actually where he's from, but, like, I'm thinking that him and Jay-Z, especially in the remix, and, like, all the black people who are shining here and, like, doing their best in America and, like, just the value that is in them are, like, being compared to the diamonds coming from Sierra Leone. As, like, there's this transportation, this journey from, like, Africa to America. And then now, like, so Kanye and Jay-Z and, like, all other black people basically are, like, they are the diamonds in America.
That's so cool.
From Sierra Leone.
What? I've never considered that. That's so cool,
I don't know if that's Kanye's brilliance at work. I mean, he's talking about injustice in Africa, not just the United States. People now hating on him anyways. Yeah,
listen
up. Yeah, so that's my... I'm thinking that Jay-Z and Kanye are the diamonds. Mm. Not necessarily from Sierra Leone, but from Africa that have come over here.
I believe it.
So that's what I'm thinking about diamonds from Sierra Leone.
Woo!
I'm pretty proud of that. That's like...
That was wonderful.
You know when you see a teacher or like even a pastor and they get something out of like a book or something? You're like, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how they got that.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's kind of how I feel right now. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not sure how I got there, but I've never heard it before. I feel like it could be true. And beautiful. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
that was great. Wow.
Anyway, so Adriana, what do you have for us off Paranoid?
All right. Off Paranoid. I've got... little page worth. Okay, so I've been listening to 808s like a lot more often, which is like pretty surprising. I feel like last year it was Yeezus. I like rediscovered Yeezus, and now like I rediscovered 808s. Like Paranoid is such a like a standout track to me. Like I was listening to it and I was like, don't, and I was like, oh, I forgot how good that song is. Like this was one of the ones I liked off of 808s when it came out. And 8th grade.
Have you been in a bit of a simpier mood or?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, always kind of simping, just be real. yeah, and then also Kanye and Kade like performed this at Camp Bogna. Yeah, I didn't go to Camp Bogna, but there's a live stream that was on the Twitter that I...
If you need the Google Drive. I know someone who has it.
Yeah, if you need it, you can ask John or me. Yeah. I like copied it so that like even if they took the link down, like it's forever on our Google Drive, which is pretty sick. But yeah, this song is really great. It's also the most conventionally like Kanye song on 808s. Like it sounds like rap, like compared to a lot of the other ones. Like yeah, it's got a really good Cudi feature. This was like people's first like introduction to Cudi. Like I'd never heard of Kid Cudi before. Like he hadn't made any of the big ones that we know him from, so really cool. This song is also super relatable. I think a big contention people have with Kanye is that like he's not relatable, like but a question I've always like asked myself is like, does art have to be relatable to enjoy it? Do you think so?
I think it's kind of the point where, like, I heard a sentence like this year and I was like, oh, okay, I really vibe with that. Is like, I appreciate it, but I don't really like it. That's how, yeah. So that's kind of how I feel about like Yeezus. If it is really a masterpiece, okay. I'm not sure. But like, if that's really what he did, like, I admire like it because it is technically cool. But I just don't.
Yeah, yeah, cool. That's awesome. I'm thinking like, in order to like find like actual like nuance in a piece of art, like
what does that mean?
Juance is like this supreme ecstasy, like absolute delight, just like, you bring me such juance, you know what I mean? Just like, it's such a good word that encapsulates like so much. But so yeah, I think that in like you can find that supreme ecstasy in something that's not necessarily relatable. Like I think that things that aren't relatable I've enjoyed so much, like I don't know. So nonetheless, like when people say that like, oh, Kanye's not relatable, it doesn't have to be relatable, but that's just me. Just my opinion. Like, more power to you if, like, you only want to listen to things you relate to, which is okay. But yeah, but this whole album is super relatable. Like, 808s, I think everyone's been there. Everyone's been broken with it's like asking, how could you be so heartless? Like, my goodness. Or like the end of Coldest Winter, and he's like, will I ever love again? I'll never love again. Just, we've all been there. And there's that place of pain. But I love Paranoid because it kind of like flips the narrative on 808s a little bit. Mm. Like, this song is, it's not about sadness, like, at all. This song is about, like, combating sadness. Like, I can't wait to, like, talk about the lyrics. I just was, like, thinking, like, this is one of Yeezy's best love songs. Like, if I were making a playlist of, like, Kanye, like, love songs, like, Paranoid, like, would be on it, which is really cool. But it's not, like, traditional, for sure, like, because it explores, like, frustration, anxiety, that, like, what the heck is going on? Like, I'm feeling that happen sometimes. Yeah, and it's, like, got like, such cool delivery. And, like, it was really delightful, the production. Like, it was just very different. Like, I remember thinking, like, this is a Kanye West song. Like, what? It sounds pop.
Yeah, I was talking about someone recently. Mm. And they're like, yeah, off 808's, like, the only good songs are Amazing and Paranoid. And I feel like Paranoid is definitely a song I have not appreciated to its fullest. So after this, I'll go listen to it again on my way home with a new appreciation for it.
Awesome. Thanks. Woo. That is my intent. Okay, so I did sound bites. This so much, like, wow. Goodness, he just sounds so happy. And like, I was listening to 808s and like, you know, deep in like the welcome to heartbreak, and then this song came out, I was like, oh shoot, there is hope. There's still love and trust in the world. It is okay. Yeah, I love the way he describes love. It's not very like, I don't know, it doesn't have to be like so perfect, like yeah. And any author or artist knows that, like, sure, there's like the fun part of like, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say this well. There's an entire side of like relationships that encompass like that weird feeling of paranoia, that weird, it's a fun part. It's part of the sanctification process. Or just development, I guess. But Kanye really captures like that wild, natural, fun, unpredictable, perfectly unique and perfectly fine thing that is love. Like, you worry about the wrong things. Like, in this song, it's like, my love for you, that you don't need to worry about that. Like, that's yours. Like, that's not ever gonna change. You don't have to be paranoid. You're special to me. Like, be paranoid about other things, but my love for you, that's certain. Yeah, so I love Yeezy's playfulness. I can make it good, I can make it hood. By the way, I can make you come, I can make you go. Just by the way. That's a fun play on words. It's funny. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's like a fully clean album, right?
Yeah.
But then I listened to that part, I was like,
sneaky. He has to sneak it in there.
Innuendoily clean. Technically clean.
Yeah, and in the context of this, I think it's so fun. Like, yeah, like, don't forget that, like, we can make you touch the sky, I think he says. Another brilliant line. I don't need to read through my phone. Oh, I think I have that part too. This next part. They'll never know you like I do. That's so sweet. Goodness, Kanye. So sweet. This next part is like my favorite part. Yes! You want to check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, like, we're closed. Like, it's so sweet. Like, it's just such assurance. Like, no, like, there's no heartbreak. Like, you don't have to check in there. Like, we're chilling. Stop checking through my phone. You're mine. Yeah. Show me some gratitude. Leave the attitude away at home. So cute. I just really like this song. Yeah. I think that's... I got more.
Oh, yeah. I knew I did something.
I want to talk about the beginning of this song just because it's so different than the other songs on 808s. Like, the beginning of, like, Welcome to Heartbreak, you can just tell, like, it's like, oh, shoot, this is going to be a somber song. Or, like, the beginning of, like, Love Lockdown, like, keep your love locked down. My love's got to be locked down. Like, in the night, I heard him talk, like, coldest story ever told. And then, out of nowhere, you just hear, like, laughing. And just, like, ugh. Yeah. So it's just, like, so sweet. I was very taken aback when I was listening to this album and thinking, that's such a fun one. I like Paranoid. Such a good one. It's full of love. That's what I gotta say about that.
What do you think he... Yeah, because it is, like, Paranoid, which isn't necessarily a positive feeling and
no,
stuff.
No, it's not.
But it is such a, like you were saying, like, such a contrast to a lot of the other stuff off 808s.
Mm-hmm. It's a real feeling. It's like a... I don't know, just like, so my sister was like, I think, like, she really, she's a good noodle at school, she doesn't get in trouble. And so, like, I think a teacher said something to her and I was just like, Caroline, you worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. And so, like, I played this song for her and she, like, was like, oh, we feel so much better. I was like, oh, that's good. So I don't know, it's kind of like combating those, like, feelings of paranoia that are so real. There's no place for paranoia, I don't think, if you're with the right person or if you are a good noodle. You don't need to worry about that.
So it's basically saying, like, it's titled Paranoid because you don't need to be paranoid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Like, why are you so paranoid?
I'm gonna definitely listen to that. I forgot how good that is. Like, when Cuddy was singing?
Yeah.
Like, that was actually really good.
Yeah. No, you like I do. So fun.
Yeah. All right. Any, yeah, I was going to say any concluding thoughts?
This is fun. I just love talking about lyrics. There's so much to unpack. What other songs do you think our listeners can anticipate next? Do you have any ideas? No promises, but maybe.
Oh, I don't know. Diamonds from Sierra Leone's crazy. Yeah. There's so much more to be said about it. I'm thinking... I need to go back through Late Registration. And one thing I did want to say, though, like, is that Sierra Leone fits perfectly in with Late Registration, especially with Late Orchestration, where, like, it's so well orchestrated. Like, you could definitely think Sierra Leone, like, played by some orchestra or something. Mm. But I want to kind of do We Major. It has a lot of, like Nas is in it and other people are in it.
Yeah.
But it has a similar vibe to me.
Yeah.
Of just, like, epicness and stuff. But other than that, I definitely want to get back into, like, some of the barful songs. Like, I forgot how good of a song. I want to do Devil in a New Dress. But I feel like the lyrics won't be able to do that one justice. Mm-hmm. Like, I would want to, I'd need to be a full-on music theorist or whatever to understand. Like, because it's such a beautiful song. Really, and the lyrics are really good.
Yeah.
But, like, I will try my best on that one because that's definitely one of my favorite Kanye songs.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What about you?
I think you'll do it justice, John. You will. I have some stuff on Can't Tell Me Nothing. So that one's really fun. Breathe In, Breathe Out off College Dropout. I love that song. That one is really so fun. So I think I want to do Breathe In, Breathe Out. I don't know. Which ones have I done? I've done Dark Fantasy, done Only One, and then Paranoid. So, maybe, like, more sweet Kanye. Ooh, Hey Mama would be
cool. That would be really cool. Good.
I love my mama. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll do that one. Hey Mama. Dedicated my podcast to you. Yeah, probably Hey Mama would be fun. Yeah, that's it. All
right. Sweet. Awesome. Well, thank you, Adriana. It was a pleasure. Thank you for the insight into paranoia. It's about not being paranoid.
Yeah, it's about not being paranoid. You don't have to be. Cool. Thank you, Junk. That was really cool. I'll have to re-listen to this one and really, like, really just think about that because it's very fascinating to me. But, yeah, always a pleasure.
Well, this has been Kanye Conversations. Woo!